Join Gloria Copeland today on the Believer's Voice of Victory for Healing School. Discover how easy it is to receive, no matter what you need. Jesus always comes to Healing School, and His will is that you be whole, spirit, soul, and body.
I want to look at the woman with the issue of blood in Mark. She's also in Luke 8, but this is our favorite spot for that woman. And we're going to act on this today. Now, I know you've heard this story. You need to hear it again because you're no worse off than she was. Jesus is here today to heal you. But she had something. She had faith. A certain woman with an issue of blood 12 years had suffered many things of many physicians and spent all that she had, was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. She was not only sick, but she was broke now. This sickness had cost her everything she had. She had gotten no better. When she heard of Jesus, and even though she was taking her life in her own hands, she got out of her place. When she heard of Jesus, she came in the press behind and touched his garment. She was not supposed to be. It was against the law, against the rules, for her to be out in public with an issue of blood. But she fought her way in. Now, there was a multitude around him, but she fought her way in. She touched his garment, for she said, see, her faith is talking. She said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. She said it. And she not only said it, but she did it. She fought her way through there. And straightway, the fountain of her blood, when she touched him, straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. Glory to God. Plague killing her. Plague nobody could do anything about. A sick woman. But she heard of Jesus. Faith came and she said something. See, faith says something. Faith said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. When faith says something, Jesus agrees with it. And the moment that she touched him, virtue, power, the anointing went out of him into her. He perceived that anointing had gone out of him, and he said, who touched me? And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? And his disciples said unto him, thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, who touched me? He looked round about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, she knew she had received it, came and fell down at his feet. And what did he say to her? Daughter, thy faith, not my faith, thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of that plague. Glory to God. Now, Brother Hagin used to say, anybody, I believe he said this. I should ask Ken to verify this, but I believe he said this. Anybody that will do the four things that the woman with the issue of blood did can receive anything from the Lord. What did she do? She said it with her mouth. She acted on it. She did it. Then she received it. And then she told it. She testified to it. Glory to God. That little old woman, Jesus knew about her when, as far as we can tell, when he knew that virtue went out of him. But when she was ready, he was ready. He might not have, I don't know that he knew about her until that time. He might have, but it didn't say he did. But when virtue went out of him, he knew that anointing had left him, and he said, who touched me? What happened to that woman? She brought the power of God down into her body. With her faith, with her words of faith caused healing to come into her that day. She said it. She did it. She got herself out of the room. It was against the law for her to be out of the room. But she got herself down there. She fought. She had to come in the press. Can you imagine the people that were surrounding Jesus that were trying to get healed? But she fought her way through. So whatever you've got to come through today, unbelief, whatever it is, come through it and receive when we pray. Jesus is the healer. He is here to heal you. This morning, set aside in every meeting specifically to get you healed. Hallelujah. He always comes. He's here. When we pray, I'm going to read you the scripture in Isaiah 53, 54, and we're going to pray on it. See, we're in a more powerful position than the woman with the issue of blood was. But she didn't have any trouble receiving because she had faith. Faith receives. Faith receives. She did it. She heard it. She did it. All right. And she received it when she acted on it. Now I'm going to read the Amplified Bible because I think I like this translation. Well, this is about Jesus. I quoted it earlier, I think. Surely, this Bible says in Isaiah 53:4, it says in the Amplified, surely, you can count on it. Surely, he has borne our griefs, sicknesses, weaknesses, and distresses, and carried our sorrows and pains. Yet we ignorantly considered him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted as if with leprosy. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our guilt and iniquities. The chastisement of our peace and well-being was upon him. And with the stripes that wounded him, we are healed and made whole. When was this? This was on the cross when he took our sins, he took our sicknesses, he took our weaknesses, hallelujah. He was wounded for us. He was bruised for us. He died and was raised again for us. And he took the whole curse, Galatians says. Every sickness, every disease, every malfunction, every weakness, every infirmity you can have today was under that curse. It's been done away with. Now today we're going to act on this word right here. By his stripes we were healed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. By his stripes we were healed, the King James says. Now Peter looking back at the cross, Isaiah's prophesying it. Peter looking back at it said, by his stripes ye were healed. We're the were healed. Glory to God. It's already happened. We're not in Isaiah's position. He saw it. He saw what was going to happen. But surely he has done the deed now. Jesus has borne our sicknesses and carried our diseases. And by his stripes we were healed. If we were healed, we are healed. What stands in the way of our redemption? Receiving. Believe. Now, what do we read in Mark about believing? Believe, you receive when you pray. And then you say it. You tell it. You take it with your mouth. So when we pray today, and we're getting ready to do that very thing right now, we're going to believe we receive. That means you take it, you believe it, you act on it. You begin to do what you couldn't do before. Now, we're all going to be believing and receiving. So don't be thinking, well, people are looking at me. Well, what do they think? Well, people aren't even looking at you. They're looking at them. We're all going to be believing and receiving. And it's just us believers here today. It's just the family here today. Just Jesus and the family here today. Glory to God. So we're going to be bold in the name of Jesus and act and take, hallelujah. Now, let's stand up and receive our healing. Are you ready to receive? Yeah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we have faith today. Our faith is in you, Jesus. We thank you. I thank you, Lord, for the healing anointing that's about to hit this place. We are coming into agreement. Just say this. I agree. As touching this fact. Jesus is the healer. He bore my sicknesses and carried my diseases. And by his stripes, I was healed. I believe that. I believe it's been done. And now in the name of Jesus, lift up your hands. I receive my healing. Jesus, you're the healer. I receive my healing. In your name. Now, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I break the power of sickness, disease, malfunction, abnormality over you, spirit, soul, and body. I command you to be made whole in the name of Jesus, from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Be healed. The healer is healing you now. Jesus, the healer is healing you now. I command parts to come back. I command your eyes to be healed, your ears to be healed, your bones, your back, all of your bones to be healed, your blood to be healed. I rebuke cancer in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I speak to the spirit life in cancer. You leave these people in the name of Jesus. They are healed by the stripes of Jesus himself. Cancer, you dare not stay in the name of Jesus. I rebuke epilepsy in Jesus' name. Heart condition, I command your heart to be healed. I speak to paralyzed limbs. You be normal in the name of Jesus. You be normal. You move. You be movable. Normal. Quick. Healed. Whole. In Jesus' name. From the top of your head to the soles of your feet, be made whole. In Jesus' name. Every sickness, every disease, depart from your body now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I command new parts to come. If you need kidneys, whatever you need, be made whole, kidneys. Be restored, repaired, replaced, healed, whole, in Jesus' name. A new heart, new hearts, new parts, new ears, eardrums where there were no eardrums. Your eyes to be made whole in the name of Jesus. The healing anointing to flow into this place. We receive that, Lord. Just lift up your hands and say, I receive that your healing anointing coming into me from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. I'm healed. Glory to God. Bless the Lord. Do what you couldn't do before. If you couldn't bend over, bend over. If you couldn't pick up your leg, pick it up. If you couldn't stretch out your arm, stretch it out. Act on the word of God. Glory to God. Tumors and lumps, you be gone in the name of Jesus. Every abnormal growth, you go in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, ears. Ears, be healed. You spirit of deafness, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Ears, be opened in Jesus' name. Be opened in the name of Jesus. Every person be able to hear the word of God in Jesus' name. Glory to God. thank you, Father. I rebuke pain and the source of pain. Pain, you go now in Jesus' name. And the source of pain, be gone in Jesus' name. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord.
The word of the Lord came to me just a few moments ago to share this with you, and it'll help you. We it's easier for us to understand now God's process.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because of certain things that we know now that other generations before us didn't know about God's process of constructing this human body. But now we have a good imagination of it because we've learned something about DNA. Now, the scripture says that your body is typed in heaven. Because, see, even after somebody's body has decomposed in the ground, at the sound of God's trumpet, at the sound of His voice, that body will be totally glorified, reconstructed.
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, exactly. Now, a full, perfect copy of your DNA is in heaven because the scripture says He knew you before the foundation of the world. It's there right now.
Praise God.
And while we were standing back there, and I was receiving, and I asked the Lord earlier as Gloria was teaching and preaching, I asked Him to help me with something, and this is what came from it. Now, you can't possibly conceive of the resurrection taking place, and there you stand with a glorified... Jesus said, handle me, a spirit hath not flesh and bone, as you see me have. He had Thomas stick his finger in those holes, and he stuck his fingers in the hole in his side. But can you imagine being resurrected and part of your teeth being gone? That don't even compute. I mean, you know, there ain't no way you're going to get resurrected and one of your lungs don't work.
That's right.
You're not going to get resurrected and a leg that don't work. That man with that withered arm, there's no way that man would come to the resurrection and go to heaven with a withered arm. That's not going to happen. Now, in the glory, He meets our needs according to His riches in glory. It's not way off somewhere. It's right there.
Yes, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
The mystery of Christ within us, our hope of glory.
Amen.
That blueprint, that glorified blueprint, is right inside you right now.
Praise the Lord.
I want you to begin in your mind. I want you to begin seeing teeth where there were no teeth, eardrums where there were no eardrums, good, strong 20/20 vision or better eyes where there were no eyes. I want you to start seeing it right now. It's there right now. I want you to draw it to you. I want you to draw it to you. I want you to see that cancer getting up and running out of there as fast as it can get out. Praise God. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I'll draw on it. I want you to see it. I want you to see it inside you. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I see it.
That's so good.
Praise God. Amen.
Pattern.
Hallelujah. Glory. That pattern's already there. It is in Christ Jesus. You are in Christ Jesus. Receive it.
Receive it.
Hallelujah. Oh, Gloria said it by the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Parts. New parts. New heart. New lungs. New teeth. New eyes. New ears. hair where there was no hair. Praise God. That's part of the promise. Not a hair on your head will perish. Claim it. Lay hold upon it. Praise God forevermore.
Thank you, Lord.
Ah, ha, 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 ha. Glory, 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 glory,
receiving, I'm receiving.
Glory, glory, glory,
glory, glory, perfect pattern, perfect pattern. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that we're healed from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet.
Glory, glory,
our fingertips are healed. Our toe tips are healed. We're healed. All over, Lord. Thank you for the perfect pattern of healing manifesting in every person right now. We receive it, glory to God.
We receive it right now in the name of Jesus.
Renewing. Thank you for renewing our youth, Lord, and strengthening us in Jesus' name. Glory. Begin to do what you couldn't do before. Check yourself out. Glory to God. You can do what you couldn't do before. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Turn right.
Imagine knowing where to go at every turn, how to find your way even if you got lost.
Make a legal U-turn.
And having the confidence that you'll reach your final destination. Most people believe God has a plan for their lives, but with so many roads to choose, how do you know if you're on the right path?
You have arrived at your destination.
In God's Master Plan for Your Life, Gloria Copeland shares 10 keys to fulfill your destiny and help you find and connect to God's perfect will. God has the answers to all of your needs, and He has a personalized plan for every area of your life. Gloria's latest book will encourage and inspire you to trust God and believe Him for His plan. Even if you've taken a wrong turn along the way,
recalculating,
God can get you back on course and put you on the right path. Discover God's master plan for your life and allow the blessing of God to change your life forever. Pre-order God's Master Plan for Your Life before May 1st and receive as a bonus the brand new 60-minute DVD absolutely free. Reserve your copy today and receive the book and the bonus DVD, a $40 value, for a special price of $19.95, including shipping, handling, and taxes. The bonus DVD is an exclusive offer from Kenneth Copeland Ministries, available only through this pre-order special. Order God's Master Plan for Your Life online at kcm.org.
Soles of your feet, be healed. Be healed. Be healed.
We do some working out and such, and which we can always do more. But anyway, I somehow hurt my shoulder, and I went to a friend that is a physical therapist, and she said your left shoulder is frozen, and so. She gave me some exercises. I've been doing the exercises. It's been getting better, but I still wasn't able to reach back and have the flexibility that I originally had.
So is that what it means, frozen? I mean, you just were locked up on your shoulder?
Yeah, yeah. May I show you?
Yes, please.
Okay. Well, you know, the right arm works. It goes all the way up, no problem. This one, I could get it to about here. And so I've been doing it, and now... Praise the Lord. He brings it all the way up. So it was hurting in through here, and you couldn't get your arm up there. It was just stuck. They always say, do something that you can't do. You know, step out in faith. In other words, put feet to your faith. And so that's what I was doing, you know, moving my arm and all that, and I started putting it back and putting it up as high as I could, which is not where I could do it before, and turning it this way and turning it that way. Praise God. Yahoo! I'm fixed.
Get ready to receive your healing right now in Jesus' name. Now, if there's anything in your body that's not working right now is the time to get it changed. Put your hand on the part of your body, like Suzanne's shoulder was frozen. So whatever it is, you put your hand right there, and I'm going to speak to it in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, I command you to be healed from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Everything in your body that's not right, anything, any sickness, disease, injury, infirmity, I command it right now to be healed. You be healed from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Now you say that in faith. I am healed. I receive my healing. I am healed of whatever it is that's trying to stay in your body. Say, I'm healed of that. In Jesus' name, I am made whole. Hallelujah. And now faith receives it. When do you receive? When does faith receive? Faith receives when it prays. When faith prays, faith receives. So you say, I receive my healing right now. I am made whole in Jesus' name. And you begin to move and do what you couldn't do before. If you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, you can get your whole body healed and you can get your whole life healed. You can get your mind healed. Jesus is the Savior. Things are never going to work right for you until you get some help. And Jesus is the one. He came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. It may be financial things that are your problem. Jesus is the blesser. He's the one that increases you. Now you just say, Jesus, I receive you as my Lord and Savior. I receive you as my healer. I receive you as the one who is running my life, and I'm asking you to show me the next step. Maybe you need just to know the plan for your life. And you receive it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. If you made Jesus the Lord today, we'll send you this salvation package free. We'll give it to you absolutely free, and we're glad to do it. Our product this week is God Has a Master Plan for Your Life. God's Master Plan for Your Life. You know, if you knew the plan, you'd be so excited. But you have to go to the Word of God. Then you have to listen to the Lord and be led by the Spirit. And in this book, I share with you things Ken and I've learned for over 40 years. We are walking in the Master Plan for our lives because of things that we've learned from the Bible, and we want to share them with you. Now, this is a pre-order, pre-sale order, and if you order right now, we'll send you, they're not in the bookstores yet, but they will be soon, but we'll send you this book, and we will send you a 60-minute DVD special absolutely free. We want to bless you. Ken will be here next week. His subject, Seeing Past the Natural and Living Through the Spirit. This is Gloria Copeland reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For a copy of today's broadcast, log on to our website at kcm.org. 2008 marks the 30th year of Healing School taught by Gloria Copeland in our Believer's Conventions and Victory Campaigns. Make plans now to attend a convention or a victory campaign near you. Remember, this is the year of fullness of blessing. A time for you to receive the blessing without measure.